Good afternoon. I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. Well, it is finally Election Day. The polls are open across the country. Iowans have already cast roughly a million early ballots. Polls opened at 1,200 polling places at 7 a.m. today across Iowa, and voting will continue until 9 p.m. The Secretary of State's office reports just over 2 million Iowa residents are registered to vote. County election boards have started counting a record number of absentee ballots in Iowa, racing toward tonight's deadline to have those votes tabulated. And the coronavirus is once again spiking in Siouxland and in the state of Iowa. There have been 58 cases added to the total case count in the last 24 hours in Woodbury County. The county has had 7,828 total cases and 100 deaths and has a 19.1% positivity rate today. Today, the state was reporting another 22 people with COVID-19 have died in Iowa, and there have been an additional 1,516 confirmed cases. And Sioux City Councilman Alex Waters expressed concerns about the spread of the coronavirus yesterday. During the council's weekly meeting, Waters talked about the city's two hospitals, quote, filling up again with COVID-19 patients. Yesterday, a total of 84 people with COVID-19 were hospitalized at either Mercy One, Siouxland Medical Center, or Unity Point Health St. Luke's, according to Siouxland District Health. Of those patients, 60 were hospitalized because they had COVID-19, and another 24 were hospitalized for other reasons. And that's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.